Good morning. Thank you, Ken. It's so good to be here in the sanctuary on Sunday. Beautiful, beautiful day here. And so we are here to do a short contemplation on the workbook lesson of A Course in Miracles, number 112. And then following that, my favorite part, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 112 is a review lesson. Light and joy and peace abide in me. I am the home of light and joy and peace. I welcome them into the home I share with God, because I am a part of Him. I am as God created me. I will remain forever as I was created by the Changeless, like Himself, and I am one with Him, and He with me. Joy and light and peace abide in me. I am as God created me. In yesterday's lesson, I held the intention to carry around with me the flashlight of truth. And to be willing to turn on the flashlight and look at the thoughts with the truth. And for me, it seemed important to believe that it wasn't important to make snap decisions, and to know that thought was not worth investigating. And today I make the intention that whenever I am not feeling love and joy and peace during the day, to stop and look at it, have the willingness to look at it with the flashlight of truth. This statement tells me light and joy and peace abide in me. It's my nature. I am the home of light and joy and peace. And so when I am not feeling them living in me, then I want to shine the flashlight, because I am believing a false idea that holds my attention on something other than my truth, my light and joy and peace. I am as God created me. If I want only light, joy, and peace, then I must be diligent in holding my attention on that thought today. The thought, I am as God created me, I am joy and light and peace. And diligently watching for false thoughts that try to tell me that I have changed in some way. For I am as God created me, joy and light and peace. This reminds me of the mashed potato experience. I was at a Hom Meditation Retreat Center a few weeks back, working in the kitchen, practicing sacred service. I had made the mashed potatoes for the meal, and we were cleaning up afterwards. I was sitting on a stool on the side, just watching the flow of the people doing their various tasks, just seeing it all flow beautifully. And I saw Bill was putting away the leftover mashed potatoes. He was being very silly. He was dropping them by spoonful into a container from a very high distance above the bowl, as if they were diving from a high cliff into it. And it was fun. I was enjoying the silliness, the lightheartedness of it. And then the thought came up. I made those potatoes. And then the thought, Bill was criticizing me about the potatoes. Now here I'd been sitting in the present moment in joy and peace in my nature. And then this thought came up to distort the meaning of what was happening. A thought came up which assigned a meaning where there was in truth no meaning. The feeling in the body changed to a heaviness, and I noticed I didn't like the new feeling. And then the follow-up thought came that it wasn't him criticizing me, but me criticizing me. The light was breaking through. This at the moment didn't really feel like light, but it was the questioning of the first thought, which was the beginning of exposing the false meaning. And then the thought came up, let me look at who is really criticizing the potatoes. Criticizing me. Is it my truth criticizing me? or the small self-identity. Is that thought real? Which do I want more? To enjoy the silliness of the moment, be in joy and peace? Or to be condemning myself for nothing that is real? And the miracle came full circle, and I returned back to enjoying the silliness, more grounded in the truth. Holy Spirit, help me today to be very in tune with my emotional feeling. And when I find I am not in joy and peace and love, my true nature, remind me to ask for help at looking more closely at what false thoughts are in the mind. Willing to question, unattached, just wanting to know the truth. I am so grateful for the light and the truth that we are. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds by allowing the thoughts that come up to simply float away. We do not attach ourselves to those thoughts. We stay as a scientist would, just watching and letting them go. For the next few minutes, we have nothing to do and nowhere to go. There's nothing to fix. Our interest is only right now, only in the present moment. As the mind quiets down, we relax into asking ourselves the inner truth. What would it be like right now, in this moment, if I were already completely at peace? Already completely in joy. already completely in knowing the truth of what I am. And we sit now as this completion. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me and being complete, being love and joy and peace, our truth. Namaste.